All right, I think I'm ready. I think I'm ready. Here we go. Hello, and welcome to the very first ever episode of the Backlog Odyssey. For the last year or so, I've been running my website, the Backlog Odyssey, and blog, where I kind of write about my thoughts, my feelings of tackling my perpetually growing backlog of games. As the addiction that it is, I can't help myself but collect games. And in order to succumb this mountain of games that I've never completed, I thought, why not write about it and force myself to go back and play those games that I've been ignoring? Because, and if I'm going to be perfectly honest, it inspired me to buy more games, but it also inspired me to play more games and to talk about them, because for years I've been wanting to talk to people, or at least share my thoughts and feelings about video games. This hobby that has been a part of my life for as long as I can remember. I mean, since I was 5 years old, since I got my very own video game console, the NES, from my grandparents. And for years, I've been trying to figure out what I could do to accomplish that. I've tried things like YouTube, which is fun. I really enjoy video production. But the problem with that is that it's very time-consuming. You have to shoot the footage, you have to record your gameplay, you have to edit it. Video is much more exciting when there's voiceover, so you have that, and then there's writing scripts, and, you know, it's a whole big thing. And as someone with a full-time job, with a son, with a wife, you know, family and responsibilities, it's not the easiest thing to do. And then I thought, well, let's take the whole preparation, let's take the whole editing and all that out of it, and let's try live streaming. So I tried Twitch. I tried that for a couple months, and although it is easier, you can go kind of, you know, off the cuff, but the problem with that is that you have to dedicate a set amount of time, and you have to keep, you know, a consistent schedule if you want people to take you seriously, I guess. And that's difficult as well. That turned out that I had to do it later at night when my son goes to bed, and I have to take time away from the time I would have with my wife. And not only that, it's tiring. You know, it's difficult to be on point for that amount of time, you know, consistently. So I thought, what could I do if these things aren't working? And that's when I landed on, well, why don't I start a blog? I'm a techie guy. I'm a programmer by trade. That's what I do in my day job. So why not try to create my own website? And I was never really a big writer. If anything, literature and English in school was never my best. It was never my best subject. You know, I'm much more analytical. I liked the math and I liked the sciences, but you'd give me a writing essay and I would procrastinate until the very last second. But with the blog, writing about something that I'm truly, truly passionate about, it was actually easy. It was fun. It forced me to kind of hone my writing skills, which I never really focused on at all in my life. And with my wife being a literature major, it was nice because she could help me edit my writing. She could, you know, give me pointers on what I could do to make these things better. And that's really, since a year ago, that's what I've been doing. I've been writing about the games in my collection. I've been writing about the games that I've been completing in my backlog. Primarily reviews, but there are other things that I would write about, such as a collection reflection. A collection reflection is me taking, say, a small portion of my collection and relating kind of my history with them. For example, my love for the Resident Evil franchise, or coming up, and I'll say this for a little later, the Dreamcast. So in episode one, I'm hoping to go over kind of my history with the Dreamcast, and I hope you join me when that. But I'll talk about kind of what we're going to try to accomplish with this podcast, because, you know, up until this point, all I've been doing is writing. A little video production here and there, but all I've been doing is writing, and I've been wanting to do a podcast for as long as I knew what podcasts were. Some of my biggest inspirations are things like the Giant Bombcast or the Beastcast, and most recently, a little indie podcast. We're doing a fantastic job, the Backlog Busters. So go check them out if you get a chance. A few things about me. I mean, I love electronics. You know, that's another part of my love for video games. It's not just the software, it's the hardware. I love tinkering with it. I love modding it. It's one of my favorite things. One of the most recent things that I've modded was my 3DS. Though not technically a mod, I did install custom firmware so I could do things like stream it to my computer so I could take screenshots. That was actually one of the biggest inspirations for doing that, was because the blog, I require screenshots, and there was no real way to do it on the 3DS after they took away the Mii channel, or whatever it was, the Miiverse, where you could post screenshots and stuff. That was the only real way, I knew of anyway, that you could, you know, extract screens from the 3DS. And then here comes the customs firmware, and lo and behold, I can not only take screenshots on my 3DS now, I can stream it to my computer and play it on the big screen. It's one of the biggest things that I've been wanting for some of the games that are on the 3DS exclusively. Like one of the games I'm playing right now, which is The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. I've been putting that off for years, really. My wife has been telling me, you need to play this. Zelda is one of your favorite franchises. You need to play it. And I'm like, handhelds, you know, it's uncomfortable. I don't get to watch my big, nice screen. I don't get to hold a controller. When I tap the button really fast, it shakes the whole screen and I can't see anything. Anyway. So I'm playing that, really enjoying it, hoping to talk about it in the episode one. So again, be sure to keep an eye out for that. Really, my video game history is pretty expansive. I mean, when I was growing up, my very first console was the NES. My grandparents... So, I grew up in Canada. When I got my 3DS... Oh, my 3DS. My NES. I was living in the province of Newfoundland. My grandparents lived in the province south of us in Nova Scotia. And every year they... took a trip to Florida. So they went to the United States, and apparently, and I could be remembering this wrong, the NES was released in the United States before it came to Canada. And as a surprise, they picked that up for me when they were in Florida and gave it to me as a gift. I don't know what it was for. I don't recall it being my birthday. I kind of recall it being the summer. I was born in the fall. And my brothers, I don't think, were born yet. So, yeah. I love my grandparents. They were the ones that that kind of sparked my love for this whole thing. And then through the years, I've gotten the Super Nintendo, the Nintendo 64. And really, I was a big Nintendo fan. Which I regret these days because I don't really have quite as much Sega things. I've been trying to catch up with that lately, like focusing a little bit on the Dreamcast. Recently, I got my very first Sega Saturn, which is really exciting. For many years, I was a Nintendo fan, up through the GameCube, really. And then came the PlayStation. And that's really where my love is today, the 32-bit era. Really, is one of my favorite eras in video games. That's where I focus a lot of my collecting, actually, is the PlayStation and PlayStation 2. And then I get the Xbox and so on and so forth, all the way up to today with the PS4, the Xbox One, the Switch, everything. You know, I can't stop myself. New console comes out, I'm going to buy it. Whether or not I am passionate about collecting for that console is another subject. I mean, the last generation, it was the 360 that I focused on. I got a ton of games for that. This generation, it's actually probably the PS4. I thought it would be the Xbox One with the 360 being such a, I don't know, a motivator of collecting last time. The PS4 really is doing an amazing job. And the only there's only a few consoles that I'm missing and I wish that I had, such as the TurboGrafx and the PlayStation Vita, actually. Which, maybe one day. Maybe one day. Some of my favorite genres, if I was 16 back in the 90s, I probably would say it was RPGs, which I still love today. But really, I've gravitated more toward action platformers and hack and slash types type games, like let me think. Most recently, Shantae. There, that's an excellent one, actually. Shantae and the Half Genie Hero, and even the Pirate's Curse. WayForward being one of my favorite indie developers, they really kill it with the Shantae games. They're such an amazing combination of action platforming, a little puzzle solving. Has that kind of Zelda Metroid-ishness where you'll gain abilities to access new stages and to kind of succumb different challenges. Really fun. And then like Devil May Cry, you know, just games like that. And then one of my biggest, one of my favorite genres, actually. This covers many different consoles. It would have to be survival horror. Yeah, starting with Resident Evil. Things like The Evil Within or Silent Hill. Anything like that. If I see it, I'll buy it. I mean, it's one of my biggest, probably, one of my biggest genres that I collect. I probably have the most games in that genre in my collection, which is really exciting. They're really fun. I've always been a big fan of horror. Growing up, you know, my parents were somewhat strict about what they would let me watch movie-wise, so horror movies were usually relegated to when I went to my friends' sleepovers. But that always stuck with me, and it even crossed over to the video games. But enough about me. Let's talk a little bit about what this podcast is going to be. Well, the podcast, what I'm hoping, is it kind of supplementary to the blog. So, and I'm not sure of a schedule yet, but I'm thinking at least once a month, possibly bi-weekly, so every 2 weeks. And it will cover kind of the things that, I don't know, I won't write about, or the games that I play and haven't completed, or maybe just random thoughts about collecting or gaming in general. You know, things that I could write about, but it would be more fun to kind of talk about and, I don't know, make it a little more off the cuff instead of scripted and well thought out. So that's what I would expect this podcast would be. So I'm hoping to maybe go over things that I've been playing, games that I've completed, whether I've reviewed them or not, maybe games that I'm looking forward to or plan on tackling in my backlog. And then, I don't know, and then maybe kind of my thoughts about gaming in general. Things like, I don't know, my history with a particular console, or my history with a gaming series, or maybe even talking about gaming culture, maybe talking about other content creators or with other content creators, you know, things that maybe wouldn't exactly fit the written word quite so well, or at least, I don't know, maybe it would just be better to just say what I think. I can't think of a better way to say it. And I've been wanting to do a podcast for forever. I mean, I listen to them every day. And what's funny is that I enjoy writing, but I very, very rarely read written articles. So, you know, what I do every day on my drive to work or while I'm in the shower or while I'm doing mindless, chores or whatever, is listen to podcasts. So why not try to start my own? So that is pretty much it. I mean, what I wanted to do with episode zero is kind of introduce myself, introduce the Backlog Odyssey and the website, introduce what this podcast is going to be like, and to maybe hope that you guys will stick around for the first episode. I don't know when it's going to be coming out yet. I'm hoping in the next 2 or 3 weeks, but definitely keep an eye out. What I can say is that a few of the games that I will be covering will include Shantae Half-Genie Hero, Human Fall Flat, which I just completed with my son, which was hilarious and fun and challenging. So definitely look out for that. And then maybe the challenges of tackling one's backlog. You know, having to compete with you collecting more games and wanting to, say, even replay some of the games that you loved from years ago. But that is about it. Again, my name's Patrick. You can find out more about me, about what I've done with the Backlog Odyssey by going to my website at backlogodyssey.com. And if you want to kind of stay up to date with when I post new content or just kind of random gaming shenanigans, as I like to say, then follow me on Twitter at Backlog Odyssey. Until next time, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this. Be sure to look out for the very first episode, and I really hope you enjoy it. Until next time, have a good one. See you later.